From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Yeah. Did you know on the Canary Islands, there's not one canary?
Really?
Yeah. And on the Virgin Islands?
There's
same thing. Yeah. There's not one canary there either. I thought I got a chuckle out of that today, so I thought I'd share that with you. Back from Lake Tahoe, where we had a fantastically relaxing vacation. Really just sat around and did nothing for a week.
What's that like?
I know, right? It was just, and I'm in that mode. You know, you're in that zone.
Uh-huh.
It's going to take me a week to get out of that zone.
Probably.
I don't feel like doing crap. I just want to sit here and watch the world go by. We do need to mention that, of course, it's been a horrific week here in Southern California. Mm-hmm. And a lot of celebrities are actually, and I thought about this morning, going, should we do this news? A lot of celebrities actually are affected by the wildfires. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Gerard Butler, Neil Young, Miley Cyrus, and Liam Hemsworth, a bunch of others that we don't even know about, mm-hmm. have all lost their homes in the fires this weekend. We lost the MASH set.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, Paramount Ranch.
The Westworld set, a very famous movie
well,
ranch.
Well, thousands of, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things have been filmed there.
Yeah, Medicine Woman.
There's a picture of the Paramount Ranch, and it's all burnt, and the church is standing.
Yeah, is that amazing? Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
So anyway, it's
so
it's,
Northern California and
Northern
Southern
California,
California
is horrible.
And the borderline incident and
what's happening in Northern California, we're hearing is that the air quality is so bad in the Bay Area mm-hmm. that they're telling people to just stay home. It's not here. The smoke is blown all out. Because of the Santa Ana's, it's blown all out.
And it's
still blowing. It's going to be blowing for a couple more days, and we're liable to have more fires. So, knock on wood, hope not. But anyway, so we thought, you know, it's tough to do this and make fun of the Kardashians, which we should, but they've been evacuated. So let's just make fun of other things today, like the People's Choice Awards last night.
That's always something to make fun of.
And the Kardashians won an award, from what I understand.
And levity is important.
It is important.
We can't laugh, we got nothing.
Yep.
All right. So last night was the People's Choice Awards, and the awards have been around since 1975.
Mm.
But this is the first year they were hosted by their new owner, E! Entertainment.
E! Entertainment.
Who purchased the award show from Procter & Gamble last year.
You know what? I didn't realize Procter & Gamble owned them.
They used to do a whole bunch of...
The soap operas used to... That's why they're called soap operas.
Yes.
They were actually sponsored by the soap companies, P&G being the one that survived all of those years. But yeah.
Well, the show has changed a bit.
No.
Not that I watch it anyway.
Well, yeah. It's another award show.
It's still only the winners that show up because they must know in advance.
Yeah. I never can figure that one out. But the other nominees are never there.
No. Nope. So if you see him in the audience, well, you don't have to watch the rest of the show.
Right.
It's like, oh, this is who I see. That's who won.
I know. And usually the ones that are performing are the winners, too.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I didn't watch.
So E! Moved the show from January to November to avoid the award show season.
Okay, that makes
all
sense.
All that hoopla.
Yeah.
And also the
January
trademark.
January is pretty crowded.
It is. So. It is crowded.
Golden Globes, the Screen Actors, the WGA, all that crap.
When's the Emmys?
Emmys are in September. But
Golden Globes. Oscars
are in Feb. Yeah, so it's
still.
Yeah,
it's the season.
It's the season. A lot of red carpets.
The teardrop, the trademark glass teardrop statue has been changed.
Yeah, remember that? I don't know if it was a teardrop or whether it was like a flame.
I don't know, but
I remember that.
I don't care.
Yeah. So they changed the statue.
Now it's the award. Yeah, now it's a gold-looking baton thing.
Well, that works with the whole Me Too thing, you know, a little phallic thing. Yeah, that's great. Awesome.
Jeez.
Give out a phallus.
Sure.
Love it.
And you get a gold baton, and you get a gold baton. So winners included Not that, seriously, I really don't give a crap. Nicki Minaj, Blake Shelton, Scarlett Johansson, the Avengers movie, Victoria Beckham. It was word of the
what?
Fashion.
Victoria, what?
Yes.
People's, are you kidding me?
Who was fashion icon.
Are you kidding me?
I wish I was.
Ay, ay, ay.
But I'm not.
Ay, ay, ay.
This is why it's the Who Cares News.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Mrs. Beckham.
No.
The woman who never smiles.
Never?
No, her face would crack.
I know. And maybe everything else on her face would crack. Not just her face, but her ears would droop. And
possibly.
Neck would.
Because
waddle.
One smile is going to cause creases.
I know.
It's like does. Jennifer Grey changed her nose. Who's that woman?
That's right.
Victoria Beckham she smiling. Should, who is she?
She should have left that nose alone.
Well, apparently her busy schedule didn't allow for her to have her hair cut. Prior to People's
oh,
Choice
come
Awards
on.
Last night. Yes.
So what is yes. she complaining that she didn't have time to get her hair cut? So
she didn't.
My hair
she's
was
busy. She's an icon.
She's an she's busy.
So what do you do when you're Victoria Beckham? You don't have time to get a haircut.
No.
Even when people come to you, she can't sit still long enough.
So what happened?
So what do you do?
What happened?
You have your hair cut in the car on the way to the awards.
Wow.
I would like it snip, snip, bump, whoop.
I would think that's a little dangerous.
That would be great.
That would be hilarious, though.
If you can sit still in the car because you don't want to have your hair cut when it's moving, I wouldn't think. You might get an eye poked out.
Right.
And a big
well,
bee cutting.
It's not just anybody cutting her hair. I'm pretty sure it's her, like, stylist or whatever. Maybe
well,
they're just
course.
Trimming up the ends. Who knows?
Well, she posted a series of videos, naturally, to her Instagram.
Oh, boy.
Her longtime hairstylist and good friend, Ken Paves,
okay.
could be seen clipping away at her dead ends
clip,
on
clip.
The back of the car
clip, clip.
As they made their way to the event.
Who cleans
like
her
she
off?
Has dead ends.
You know, when you go get a haircut, you got to go home and take a shower because you got hair all over you.
I'm sure she was properly
doesn't
caked.
Matter. Whatever, they blow it off with a blow dryer.
You
they
probably
brush it
have
off.
One that plugs into the AC unit.
Really? You want to go on the red carpet after having a... Man, my neck already itches just thinking about it.
I'm sure he blew her.
Wow. Where did that come from? Anyway.
With a hair dryer.
All right. Okay. Well, that should do it for us today. Be back tomorrow, and maybe things will be a little less serious. All right. Glad to be back, though.
Are you? Are you really?
No, not really. I really could use to sleep in a couple more days, but...
Hey,
pretty sure the audience is okay with me sleeping in for a couple more days.
If I was in Tahoe, I would just need my pets and I would never need to come home.
It's gorgeous. It is gorgeous up there.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we'll talk tomorrow. Have a good day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.